Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Transcendentalization should be part of your time. It's simple, it's easy as making this rhyme. Transcendental meditation really works for me good. More, much more than I thought it would.
That's a song. That's an actual song on an actual Beach Boys record.
Okay, guys, can you go and do some proper songs now, please?
Okay, guys. No, look, we've got to stay there. We've got Martin. We've got Mike. We have got Drewcy. Good evening, Drewcy.
Hi, Ian. You all right, mate? How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you, Drewcy.
I was talking about the poor lady that suffered the...
Drewcy!
No.
Hang on, I'm getting the thumbs up from Sam.
Yeah, ruptured organ. So are you allowed...
Hang on one second.
No,
let's have a little... Was he or not?
No.
You sure?
No, but he...
Go on. Let's have this.
Well, it's just... It does a thing every time, that's all.
Oh, okay, right, fine. Yes, okay. Yes, all right. No, we're going to have... Yes, go on. I'm there. I'm cool.
Same thing happened to me when I used this, I suppose it's a stimulating aid.
Okay.
We call it. Or yeah. Actually, it's a roast dinner, but I got a burst anus, mate.
Okay. Well, I'm fortunate to hear that, Drewcy. I would say just kind of work. The first couple were great.
Well, the first one was okay because we weren't expecting it. Now it's
no. The first one was funny.
Nah.
The first you're just an MOC.
Sorry, what?
An MOMOC.
What's that?
I'm going to let you work it out.
A miserable old.
Yes. The first one was funny. I enjoyed the second one. They've all gone downhill since then. Let's try Mike. Good evening, Mike.
Hello, are we all right?
Yeah, you better get off speakerphone right now, boy.
I'm in my car. Pull over if you want.
Yes, you will. Thank you very much. We'll come to you in a second. Come on, he knows the rules. This is Mike Marshall. He knows the rules. Let's go to Martin. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening, Ian and Kathleen. I just want to bring like a bit of joy and happiness to a country wrecked by a Brexit apocalypse.
An apocalypse?
Yeah. You know, like the zombie, The Walking Dead, that word I can't say.
Apocalypse.
That's it.
Are you a record? Like, are you on a gramophone?
No, I'm just. Okay.
Here we go.
Because I sang a song 2 weeks ago with Kathy, Limp Bizkit, which didn't go down too
well.
I heard Martin. I was at home playing the Spider-Man game on PlayStation 4, and I heard that. Yeah. And I texted Catherine and said, "What is this?" That was the worst.
I know.
Bit of radio.
No, it wasn't.
It was awful.
No, it can't be worse than Drewcy.
It was... No, I quite liked the first couple of Drewcys. The last two few have been rubbish. The first one was funny. But that him, this guy, singing Limp Bizkit for about 8 minutes...
Gold
was
Cobra.
It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, but it was so awful. It was a moment.
No, it was terrible. There were swear words in it.
Well, Ian, right, yes. It got worse than that. Because I got booed off the stage last week in the City Centre.
Good.
Peaky Blinders, because I sang a tribute to Ken from Newcastle called God is Dead from Black Sabbath.
Good, I'm glad you got booed off. I think if people... Listen, I'm all for embracing and encouraging talent, but if the talent isn't there, if you're awful, then you should be told you're awful.
So I want to try and make, you know, a good thing tonight by taking a different track.
If it's some rubbish heavy metal song, then I ain't interested.
Well, why can Kathy decide the nuts?
I don't know who Kathy is.
I don't either.
Kathy?
Kathy.
Okay. Can I have a crack, right? It's your problem.
No.
It's Led Zeppelin, Kashmir. Can I just have 1 minute, please?
I tell you, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Right?
Okay. I'm going to set it up like and get me synchronise it.
You get
okay.
up, you synchronise. You're going to
okay.
get. You synchronise.
Right, and John Bonham's son is on
John
the drums.
John Bonham?
John Bonham.
That's what he said. John okay. Bonham.
Okay, I'm going to synchronise it
now. I
think
he probably did in the 70s.
One.
You got 30 seconds.
One. Two, three.
Stop. The clock has started. 5 seconds. I like this riff. I don't like the singing in it. 10 seconds have gone so far. You're just playing a record, or are you going to join in? 20 seconds. Time's up. That was awful. He wasn't synced up. He was singing. He was half a beat behind and he sounded like Frank Sidebottom.
You're just jealous because it's talent I've found.
Oh, man alive. The talent you found. No, you didn't find it. Kathy found it. Let's hope Mike...
I'm looking forward to the apocalypse. That's what I'm calling the concert I'm going to put on.
The apocalypse. Little Mix, JLS, and that guy from Birmingham. Mike Marshall, please tell me you're holding the telephone with your hands.
I am holding the telephone with my hands.
Thank you, Marshall Mathers. What have you got for us?
I've never heard that before, Marshall Mathers. I've been to see Mandy this evening, starring Nicolas Cage, the world's greatest actor.
Oh, no, don't tell us anything about it, because me and Kath have got free tickets to go and see it at some point.
It's a very limited release, isn't it? When you say some point, that sounds very open-ended.
Yes, mate, because I happen to be really good friends with one of the people from the PR team, Kate. Kate, who is listening now. Good evening, Kate, who's got the coolest surname in the world, which I'm not going to say. I'm not going to reveal her identity, but she's got a cool... I'm going to write down the surname for Kathy. There we go. That is a cool surname.
Oh, are you?
Isn't it? And Kate has...
It really is.
Kate has said that we can go and see it at any of the screenings that we want, and there's some in November... And so we're going to see it. So don't give me any of this. I'm so sorry for what I've just done. I was shouting there and you know why. Don't give me any of this. It's exclusive. You won't get to see it. This is that. Don't give me
don't
any.
Don't fan it at me.
I'm fanning it away from me because I'm choking.
I was just worried you'd miss it. I wasn't trying to.
Is
put
it?
One, you know,
so
put
it's,
you
a,
guys
it's,
down.
It's a horror film. Starring the one, the only star of Raising Arizona, Nicolas Cage.
And I've got to tell you, I really can't stand Nicolas Cage.
Or horror films.
No, I quite like horror films.
You don't.
Whoa.
Oh, Mike's remembering bits from it. Look, and that's how scary it is.
My second point was Nicolas Cage is the world's greatest actor.
He's brilliant.
No.
He's brilliant. He's,
no.
He's a talent. He comes, as many people know, he comes from Britain. He's British, and he is the greatest actor this country has ever turned out. Forget your Laurence Olivier's and your Hugh Grant's and your Danny Dyer's. For me, Nicolas Cage sums up Britain and British acting unlike any other.
Is he acting like a man who's not wearing a wig this time, or has he got the wig on? Because I can't.
He's had a hair transplant, clearly.
He's had a hair transplant.
So fixate actually, on the hairline every time.
So that's actually his hair.
God.
But I think I've not tugged on it or anything, so I can't say with absolute certainty.
Is it off-putting, though? Because it used to be off-putting in the past.
Can we stop talking about the man's hair, all right? Let's talk about his performance. All right.
Lady Gaga's hair put me off in Star is Born.
Or I tell you what, let's talk about a female actor, and I call them actors, and let's talk about her lovely boobs. Because
no.
The lovely boobs get in the way of
it's
the acting.
It's quite different. I just
no,
said...
it's not if she's had a boob job. It's not. It's exactly the same
thing. Okay, well, I talked about Lady Gaga's
exactly
face and hair putting me off in The Star is Born.
Exactly the same thing.
Stop it, man.
How is A Star is Born, apart from in Uncut magazine where it got 6 out of 10, everywhere it's getting like 4 or 5 stars. It is atrocious.
They did give us wine in the screening.
It is absolutely atrocious, that film. It is. There are some good bits in it. But it's lousy.
It's ponderous.
It's a stinker. She's good.
I'm going to have to go because there's a call on the other line, but thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. Bye. The other call's more exciting. Thanks, Mike.
It's Nicolas Cage. And what are you saying about my hair?
I think she shows great talent as an actor.
I just don't think that was her part.
No. It's a lousy, stinky film.
I've got the Judy Garland version, though, because I want to watch that again.
Is that the one with Jimmy Stewart?
No. James Mason.
James Mason.
James Mason.
I'm going to make you into a star, and then I'm going to kill myself. But it's about the movie stars, yes, in it, not rock and roll stars.
They are. It was Streisand that turns him into rock stars.
Rock stars. Of course, in this one, he should have been turning her into the voice of Alexa or something. I'm going to turn you into the voice of a robot, because that brings it up to date. Mm. Nolik?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, after the way you spoke to my kids on Friday, mate, you're never coming on this show ever again, okay? Thanks very much for your call. Put a warning by his name, please, and never let him come on the show ever again. He was very, very rude to my beautiful children, and not even in a joking way, in a thoroughly unpleasant way. And you think you can come on my show and play with my football in my garden after the way you spoke to the purest people in my life? Not a chance, buddy. Don't work like that. 03! You just scuppered yourself forever. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Happy 20th birthday. Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. One of the greatest pop songs of all time. I think that's indisputable.
Watershed moment.
It was a great moment. I remember where I was. First time I heard it, first time I saw the video, I was at home and I was watching the TV. And it was a groundbreaking moment. Probably going live or something. Would have been going live. What was the Saturday morning?
8:15 to Manchester.
No, that was much earlier. That was much earlier. This is probably going live. And I'd like to say, Brittany, if you're listening, thank you. I'm glad you made it out the other side. You know, although the video of you taking acid and talking about time travel actually I found fascinating. I think we share a lot of the same philosophies and ideas about time travel. And I wonder if you also think those things when you're not high on a psychedelic hallucinogen. Because I think those things when I'm clear-headed about the time travel.
And Brittany, from my point of view, don't know anything about acid, but I do love a fluffy pen.
Mm.
So thanks.
Isn't it great that she's still alive?
Yeah.
After everything, because we were all waiting for her to top herself or to, you know, car crash. The shaved head.
It wasn't looking good, was it, for Britney? When was that? 2005?
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, she was going out with Kevin somebody.
Federline, she's married.
Kevin Federline.
Were they married?
Boy, oh boy, was she ever fed a line with that guy, with that loser? That guy fed her a line. That guy fed a line to her. She was fed a line or two, probably. Yes.
2007.
Oh, yeah. And we all lapped up her very quick mental breakdown. We lapped it up. I was probably lapping it up at the time.
Well, you've got to remember where it come from. I mean, she was, what, 16, 17 when she became really, really super famous. One of the most famous virgins on the planet.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing that she promised to wait till she was married, that whole thing?
That.
Even though she was clearly going out with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And then when they broke up, it was like, That's when that facade was dropped.
She's grown into
came back as a woman.
She's grown into a great woman. She's grown into one of the greatest women. What happened to, and I suspect she was superseded by Lady Gaga.
Aguilera.
Aguilera. I used to like Aguilera. I thought she had a great voice.
She had her own problems.
Was stunning, did she? Yeah. I don't really know much about her.
Drink.
I know she. Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it really?
Yeah, she got married, didn't she? And then it seemed to have stabilised.
Beautiful. Was that her?
Yes.
That was a great song.
She's great.
What was it, an advert? Or
she was like the Dirty Britney, wasn't she?
She was. She was like the Rolling Stones to Britney's Beatles.
She was.
I always thought. Was it an advert or a pop video where she's on a chair, she's in an office, and you just see her going up and down? And so from the window, it looks like she's having it off.
I don't know.
She's just playing with a chair that goes up and down. That was the punchline to it.
I don't know.
It may have been an advert for Coke or something. Mm-hmm. She was great, Christine. It was booze, was it?
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame?
But then...
She had a voice. Yeah. She could wail.
Pretty sure she still has got a really good voice. But it was Timberlake that came out victorious of the three Mouseketeers.
Well, it's always the bloke, isn't it? The patriarchy is weighted in their favour.
They were all really famous from an early age, and I always think you've got to be extraordinary not to go off the rails at some point. When you get everything you want when you're 18, what's the point?
Yeah.
So either he did it in secret or he didn't do it.
Yeah, it possibly he had a team that were better at putting up a barrier around him and hiding it from everyone.
Maybe because he was in a group.
It. Yeah, or he didn't do it. Or he was, I was going to say sensible, but sensible is not really the right word. Or he was just lucky and managed to escape the pitfalls.
Mm.
He makes movies now, doesn't he, Timberlake?
He does everything.
I always confuse him with Leonardo DiCaprio, though.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, he can act. He goes on Jimmy Fallon a lot.
Jimmy Flannel?
Fallon.
Because Britney tried a movie, Crossroads, that didn't work.
It was awful.
I did watch it. Was it?
I loved Britney.
Yeah.
I loved Britney. And then she went through a phase, like she went to Vegas and stuff and started doing a lot of work in her pants and being walked up and down steps by dancers.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, she's back with a bang now.
She and I think, would get on.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd have a great time. I think we'd ruin a hotel room. I think... If she just got to know me.
Oh, God.
If she just got to see the man behind the microphone, then I think, what is she now? She's got to be like 35, so that's legal by quite some way. Hit Me Baby was 20 years ago. She was, what, 17? She's 37, right? Fine. Okay, I can work with those stats, and I think she could work. She needs a father figure.
Oh, God, no, she really doesn't.
She needs a father figure.
She's 36.
Okay, well, she needs a guiding hand, probably a firm hand, to help her.
This is a bit creepy now, mate.
It's not. What is creepy?
Especially that noise you just did.
Mm. Hey, Brittany. Well, all I'm saying is, if anyone has her telephone number, would be great... It would be great to have a chat with her.
Brittany Coex directory, if you're not. It would be in the book.
Great to have a chat with her. Just talk. See what happens. See where it goes. If that spark is there, why would you deny that spark? You can't. I don't normally do this. I'm going to make a viral video. Okay. So start the clock at 11:22 and 8 seconds.
Can I just remind you?
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah. Okay, fine, and that's.
Don't embarrass yourself.
I'm going to do a sensitive viral video. 11:22 and 8 seconds on the late night alternative on Talk Radio. Brittany, you probably are aware of me. You probably, I imagine, were a big, huge fan of the 11 o'clock show. I'm Ian. was the brains behind that. I discovered Gervais and Sasha and all those other losers. You more than likely voted for me in the I'm a Celebrity Show 2018 when I came third. Should have come second. It was 0.01% between me and Thingy Bob. All I'm saying is, Britney Spears, give me a chance. I think that you and I could have a great time together intellectually talking about books and about time travel and philosophy and music. And then if things went well, if we connected on an intellectual level, then I'd like to try and connect with you spiritually. So we got the spiritual, we got the brain. All the chakras are aligning, Brittany. We got the brain chakra, we've got the heart chakra, and then I would like to see if I could get the willy chakra.
Well, right. Brittany, this is my best friend, but please, from the bottom of my heart, he's a mess. Give him a swerve.
Brittany, my telephone number is 0344
really?
499 1000. I'm on the talk radio weeknights from 10, and it would be very, very easy for me to get rid of that. Make that viral now. Can you make that viral? And if it goes viral...
So Brittany calls?
Yes, mate. Here's the thing. Oh, here's the thing, right? A fella made a video once about Celine Dion and she saw it and she invited him to her show.
Yeah, which is a big softy.
So stuff like that happens. Dreams can come true. Dreams can come true.
I think he might have blown it with the mention of the Willy book.
Well, I think that cheeky little side is what's going to make her go, oh, this guy's great. Who's this guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Hey, come and have a look at this. I mean, who is this guy? I mean, I shouldn't, but I've been watching it on repeat all day, and can we cancel tonight's concert? I just can't focus. This guy's great.
God bless. It's good to have dreams, isn't it?
I think I want to make love to him.
No.
After we've connected mentally and spiritually.
You're such an idiot.
Well, here's the thing. You can be my best man at the wedding to Britney Spears.
Okay, because that's going to happen.
I tell you who I hate.
Is it Al Pacino?
I hate people. I hate people. The miserable, soulless scum of the earth. By the way, 0344 499 1000. That hate Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Halloween.
It's not even an English thing. Yes, it is.
Actually, if you go back far enough, I know what they mean when they say that. They mean the commercialisation and the trick-or-treat. Okay.
The fun part.
But what I was talking to someone about this the other day, and I was like, what? I don't like Halloween. What don't you like? People knocking on my door. Okay, well, there are ways to have people not... To get most people not to knock on your door. Leave the porch light off and don't have any Halloween decorations.
Yeah, don't
out.
Put a pumpkin out.
Because our rules, when I take the kids trick-or-treating... If the porch lights are on and there's a pumpkin out, that's worth a knock.
Yeah, that's the universal sign, actually.
That's worth a knock. And quite often, some houses will have the lights off. Oh, fine, we don't go there. Some houses, and this is great as well, because it's sort of getting involved but not getting involved. They'll leave a big bucket of sweets out there and they just a sign saying, grab a handful.
Yeah.
And that's it. And as long as people stick to it, kids have got tiny hands. You grab a handful of refreshers and drumsticks and chupa chups, you put them in the thing. And that's great as well, because the kids love it. And here's the thing. I was taking the boys to get their haircut, right? And so we're talking about it, and I'm going, this is great. This is the greatest thing, and I love it. And it's only in the last few years it's become a thing. That was it. The guy had been living in Mexico, and he was surprised. He's from here, but he'd been living in Mexico, and he was surprised at how... He said, is Halloween big over here now? I said, oh, yeah, it is. The last 4 or 5 years, it's really taken off mm-hmm. and become a great thing, and it's fun, and I love it. And I probably won't get it this year, because I'm on a street, really quiet street. And also I'm out Saturday night and I'm out Wednesday night, which are the two times that you're likely to get it. But I love when I lived in Windsor, you get a knock on the door and you open it and there's like some kid, his mum's or dad's stood at the top of the drive and there's some kids with blood and you go, oh my goodness. Oh, that is trick or treat. Oh, a treat. Hang on a second. Let's see if we've got anything. Yeah, here we go. Oh man, what are you supposed to be? Who are you? Oh, this is incredible. What are you, 15? You're 8? Wow. I love all of that. Yeah. Every time the door opens, oh my goodness, what is this? It's the most fun.
I think this will be the first year I don't do it, right? And I always go with the girls. My mum and dad live around one corner. My in-laws live around another. Yeah. I've got friends in a couple of streets down. We only go to people's houses that we know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And I always dress up with the girls. So I've been Lily Munster. I've been...
Oh, I saw the picture of that. That was a great one.
I've been the Bride of Frankenstein with the tall wig. I've been a vampire with a big hood. Kids were quite scared of the hood and the cape. It's a belter.
Yeah.
And what else have I been? Oh, the one that really got my eldest when she was little was when I came downstairs dressed as the Wicked Queen from Snow White. Oh, it was great. They love it. But this year, my eldest said to me, Mum, I don't really want to come trick-or-treating with you this year. I want to go with my friends.
Wow.
And I went, okay, well... you're not doing it to humour me. You know I was doing it for you. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And my other one, my youngest is going to a party, so I've got no one to go trick-or-treating with this year.
I'll go trick-or-treating with you.
Oh.
The woman in... There was another customer in the barbers.
Uh-huh.
Woman, mum, with two daughters. And she said to me, and I laughed along with it, and I'm thinking, what a horrible, horrible thing to say. Right? She went, well, sometime last year, we tricked the trick-or-treaters.
Oh.
I went, oh, really? What did you do? She said, well, we would take off the Chupa Chups, the round lollies, and we put Brussels sprouts on and wrap them up. And then she said in something else, she put a tomato inside it instead of a treat or something like that. And I was thinking, you miserable so-and-so. That's not it.
So you got one over on a five-year-old. Good one.
You know, that's so, but also it is mean because if a kid goes chop a chop hum, and suddenly they've got a Brussels sprout in their mouth, that can mess them up. I remember I couldn't eat olives for 15 years because the first olive I ever had I thought was a grape.
Yeah, so you're expecting one thing.
I was set for grape and it was olive, and I was 15 and it was so upsetting that I couldn't have an olive for it was about 20 years. So I got my wife, who was Greek. And then I had to be introduced really, and I still can't really stomach olives. So you can't do that to little kids.
Do you know what? It's funny to do that sort of stuff to a grown up.
Yeah, not to kids.
But not to a 5-6 year old. That's, do you know what? They really just enjoy going. It's not even about getting loads of sweets. It's about being out in the dark with a torch.
Being a bit spooked.
Dressed up.
Knocking on people's doors.
Seeing the other troops going around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've got to stop you. Sorry. I've got a really important phone call. Good evening, Brittany.
Mm. Hi, dear. Is this Ian Lee?
Yes, it is Ian Lee. Is that Brittany Spears?
I just heard you talking on the radio.
Yes.
And you want to do a hookup?
I want to do a hookup with you, Brittany Spears. I can't believe it's you.
That's amazing, man. Like, do you have your own legs?
Sorry?
Do you have your own legs?
I do have my own legs, yes.
And your eyes, are they your own?
My eyes are my own, yes. The same eyes I was born with, yes. They're blue.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, Brittany, I would love to connect with you, as I said, on a mental and a spiritual level. And then if that worked well, maybe 20 minutes later, we could connect on a sexual level, on a dirty sexual level.
I'd like to do all of those at once. Sort of, like, spiritual, mental... and physical, all at once, like that tantric sex thing that Sting does.
Yes. It's the holy trinity, isn't it? The mental, the physical, and the spiritual. And it really heightens... Oh, and now that I'm coming off my medicine, I can ejaculate.
Oh, right, okay.
Have you done that shit before? I ain't done it before.
I've done it before, yes, Brittany.
So you didn't know what to do, huh?
I wouldn't know I can bring a DVD or something to show you.
Can you stick on YouTube?
I will stick on YouTube, yes. Brittany, listen, give your details to Sam and I'll call you off air. This is it, Boy Lee. This is it.
I don't know, sounds more like Stevie Nicks.
I'm going to date a pop star.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.